Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Well, as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Yeah, welcome to the Reactionary Blues podcast. Like I was just saying, it's been a very, very interesting week for Chelsea. Yesterday we played City. Talked about Tottenham on the last pod, but I think we're all in agreement when I say that the match that we watched yesterday will go down as a Premier League classic.
Like anyone,
it was insane. For those of you who didn't catch it, you're definitely living under a rock. It was Chelsea 4, Man City 4. And Sturridge said it on the, like when he was doing punditry, that it was like a basketball match. For me personally, there was not a single point, even when we went behind 4-3, there was not a single point I thought we were out of that match. Like, it was nuts, but yeah, Faye, you go first. Well, yeah, literally, Michael, literally. But yeah, Faye, your thoughts, man?
I'm not gonna lie, I was very, very pleasantly surprised. Like, when I first saw the lineups here, I was like, yeah, not gonna lie, we're finished. Our front three, their front three, seeing Jackson. I don't know why, it just really brings anger in me. So when I saw his name, I was just angry.
Do you know what? I don't blame you, man. He's been moving mad, but
makes me sick so much.
He just scored a hat trick, man.
The reason why I'm saying care. But yeah, is because when Faye, SB, and I went to
Luton,
yeah, we had a conversation. Like, Faye was like, All Faye said was that, I just want him to get goals. That's it. Scored a hat-trick in his last match. Scored against Man City. Faye, is that enough for you?
It's not, sorry.
It's not enough.
I want him out of this club. I don't care. Look, I absolutely don't care. Even if he was to get 30 goals this season, he's not my striker. He's
You're
not my number one.
You are dead. You just opened your mouth and lied.
I'm sorry.
Just open your mouth and lie.
No, I'd rather us not get top four than him get 30 goals. I'd rather it.
Oh, there's so much.
Jackson is your new Mount now, because you said you'd rather us lose Champions League final than Mount touch them trophy. So it looks like Jackson's replaced Mount for you.
No, she needs that scapegoat. She needs it, man.
Because I like people that do well. But I can hold my hands up and say, you know what? I
Why
really
would you like him if you're scoring 30 goals? Isn't that doing well?
Because he's not capable of that, and he's the detriment to the team.
That's not his the goalpost. That's not what you said.
No, he's the detriment to the team.
But you know what? Why wasn't the energy the same for Werner? Why wasn't the energy the same for Werner? That's the only thing I don't understand.
Let me say something.
Makes sense.
I could see potential in Werner. I could see he's a good youth. I can see that.
All I'm gonna say is SB, Faye, Carol. I'm not even gonna say his name right, man, because he keeps going lambing. Carol and Eman, you were boons. I came prepared today. I downloaded FB Ref, Sofa School, all of those.
Come on, Timmy, man. This is what we want.
I'm ready.
Like, let's be honest. What did he do?
We did this in the Tottenham pod, yeah. So let's just do it now, yeah, because I feel like we're happy with how yesterday went, right? So let's get all the negatives out the way. Let's get them now. If you want to say something about a certain performance, let's say it now. There's an aspect we're not happy with. Let's say it now. Because I'm pumped after yesterday.
Let me speak on Jackson, yeah?
Yeah.
Look, he took his goal well. I can't even deny that he took his goal well. And what in the last two games, he scored 4 goals. In the stadium where I was, I promise you, every single person around me was frustrated about how that guy was playing. The white guy said, like, get him off. He's not a fucking good player. He's rubbish. He's fucking shit. But he scores. And the thing is, yeah, I said to myself at the start of the season, if Jackson gets 15 goals, I'm happy with that. And right now he has 6. Am I going to say...
Did you expect 10?
Huh?
said you expected 10.
No, I predicted 10. I predicted 10, but I want 15.
60% of the way there.
Exactly. So he's got six. Let's see if he's going to get that 15. And if he gets that 15, to me, publicly, I'll go on my timeline and I'll say sorry about what I said about Jackson and I'll at you, bro. Because 15 goals.
Viewers, you're here. You're a witness to this. Everyone listening to this pod, you're a witness to this.
I said it. But if you, even if you get 15, well done for matching Tammy Abraham's goal tally in his first season.
Wow.
That you you had to dampen that, bro.
He bloody wishes he was half of Tammy Abraham's ability that he had it. He can't even lay.
That's how I know Faye's actually hating. Because she's bigging up Tammy. Because she's bigging up Tammy.
Just for context. Our 100 million Romelu Lukaku got 8 goals in 26 matches. In the Premier League. Context, what? He was playing under a better team, under a better manager. That's the context.
I want to say one thing. 3 of Jackson's goals came in an exhibition match, so it should have an asterisk next to it. And yeah, he's called free. And you can't be doing that, man.
You can't just be putting asterisks next to goals. You complain with not scoring goals, and then he's scoring goals, and then now you want to start analyzing the goals and putting asterisks on the goals.
Yeah, man. Sorry. Let's do that. Because even for Tottenham, he's lucky. He could have missed that chance that he had to make it two. He could have missed it. He's shooting straight at the keeper. It was a shit chance.
Let's play a game. All right. The game is called Jackson or. Jackson or Ferguson?
Ferguson.
Ferguson has 5 goals.
Jackson. Okay.
I don't care.
Jackson or Alvarez?
Alvarez.
Alvarez has 4 goals. Jackson has...
I still take him.
Jackson or Nunez?
Nunez
has 4 goals. Alvarez has 6.
Hey, this game is we get the results, man.
When Timmy said he came prepared. You guys didn't believe him.
Timmy, Jackson or Kai Havertz? I'll take Kai Havertz.
Faye. We don't use curse words like that.
Nick Jackson is not even levels with Eddie and Ketia. But you know,
all right, you guys.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Ain't levels, man.
God knows, I'll take Washington over Jackson.
You've not even seen that brother play.
To be your son, bruv.
I don't. Hey.
All right, but you know what? We're being harsh on Jackson. Jackson, you've done well in the last 2 games. Keep it up. Because if you keep it up, Chelsea are going to rise up the table. We suffered at the beginning of the season because you was not able to put your chances away. Forest open goal.
He didn't many play chances. Well, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Many chances he didn't put away.
But now, if you put away your chances, we're going to go up the table. So well done, Jackson. Please keep it up because we need your goal.
I've said this many times.
SB said, this is the kind of people we're dealing with, listeners. All right. SB said he will take Eddie Nketiah over Nicholas Jackson. Eddie Nketiah has 101 Premier League appearances, 19 goals.
How many starts?
He has 37 starts. Nicholas Jackson has 9 starts, 6 goals.
Well done.
He's not good enough.
You know what?
Conversation over, man.
Look,
he's not good enough.
I don't need stats to let me know who's a better striker or not, you know. Nicholas Jackson is not better than Højlund. Period.
Okay, do you know what? We're not doing this conversation again.
I can't believe you guys are starting with this energy.
Leave them demonic Red Devil bums over there. Yeah, I don't want to talk about them.
You can't rely on Jackson.
What I will say is, all I asked, Jackson's performances have gotten worse, but his goals have gone up.
Yeah. And
I actually prefer that because I've always said, give me a striker. I don't want a striker who causes problems, like plays, you know, well or all right in terms of his link-up play and all that, like a Gabriel Jesus, but it doesn't score enough goals. I don't want that. Give me someone who just scores goals. Like, Haaland, are you going to tell me that Haaland was playing, like, superb football yesterday against us? No, he wasn't.
I don't think he was that great.
He wasn't in the game. He was bang average. But he got 2 goals. That's what I want. And if people are going to say stuff like, Jackson only scores tap-ins, well, if that's the case, that means that Chelsea are doing something right. If we're putting in, we're putting him in a position where it's as easy as him for him to do that. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Can I say one thing on Jackson as well, quickly? With him, it's a simple question of if at the start of the season, when we're analysing what we need for the team, we already know that Jackson does not have a lot of seasons under his belt. If I'm correct, this is his third season of his career. Yeah. And a lot of them, he's not been starting games. Maybe at a point when we're analysing who we're going to go for, we should have got someone with more seasons under their belt going into it. But now we're here, and now I'm watching him, I can see the potential. I know that this guy has got it in him. I just know that right now we don't need a potential, man. You know, we've lived through that already. So, look, either way, whichever way you guys want to go with it, yeah, I'm going to give him the time to do what he needs to do. He's scoring the goals. He just came off a hattie. We can't complain. And the Nketiah thing is actually disgusting, SB. I thought you knew something.
Nketiah's a bum. I don't know.
That's disgusting. But
put my Arsenal bias aside, Nketiah's a bum, bro. He's a bum.
He's a bum, and if he's better than Jackson, that shows where we're at.
He's not better than Jackson. Yeah. Hey, do you know what? It's cool. Jackson's had his spotlight, yeah. Let's move on, yeah. But, yeah, four. Actually, I actually do want to talk about someone very specific, right? So, we acquired a certain Man City gem in summer, right? Mr. Cole Palmer. So I was doing some research, like Timmy, actually, earlier today. So Cole Palmer joined us just before we played Nottingham Forest. Cool. He didn't start that match. We lost it. Next match was Bournemouth. He didn't start. We lost it. No, we drew that 0-0. He didn't start the next match after that. Aston Villa. We lost it. So his first start for us was Brighton. And he started every single game since. Since then, Chelsea have won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matches, drawn 2, and lost 1. Are we looking at a special talent here, lads? And ladies, of course.
He's him. He's coming to this team. He's transformed the team. Bro, Jackson has... Look, sorry, not Jackson. Palmer has
made... Oh, my God.
Palmer has made me feel things I didn't think. That I haven't felt since I was watching Eden Hazard, man. Not to compare, but I'm just saying the last couple of years as a Chelsea fan has been very, very rough. And what Palmer has done for me, hey, I'll never forget it, man. If this is all he gives me, man, I want more, but if this is all he gives me, I'll never forget it, man. You've restored my hope of football. Cole Palmer, I love you, man. You're a real one, bro.
Cole Palmer is who we thought we were getting in Kai Havertz. And Cole Havertz, Palmer is who a lot of fans think Mason Mount is. It's too funny, man.
Palmer, yeah? The thing is, when we was linked with him on transfer deadline, I was like, look, bring this youth in. People were happy with Chelsea potentially bringing in Olise, but were turning their noses at Cole Palmer. When I've seen this guy's talent in terms of even the games he played against Chelsea last season when he was ripping up as P. Or in the Youth Cup. I used to watch a lot of youth football when Livermento's team was coming through with Levi Cole. And Livermento, at that level, no one ever got past him. No one. And in the Youth Cup final, I saw Cole Palmer twist him up. I was like, okay, there's something about this youth that is cold. And he scored the win in that game. So I've always liked him. So when we was actually linked with him in the summer, I was like, look, we need to bring this in because in terms of creativity and goals and a left foot, he can provide a lot. However, I must admit, I didn't think he was going to be this good. I didn't think he would have this much impact. I just thought, you know, he's going to be good for the squad, good to bring on another good option to bolster the squad. I honestly didn't think he was going to have this level of impact. What he's done in his first, what, 6, 7 games? What Chelsea players had an instant impact like this? Coming into the team in an attacking area. When was the last time a player had an instant impact like Cole Palmer has had? He came to the club, he said, I'm on penalties. He's buried every single penalty. And no, honestly, he makes me so happy when I see Cole Palmer on the pitch, just the way he controls the ball, the way he takes the ball, his creativity.
The way you guys are smiling special. About Cole Palmer, man. Oh, bro, it's like you guys are talking about him.
Because the thing is, like, I feel vindicated, bro. When we were linked with him, there were very few people who were like, yeah, you know what? I'm calm with this.
I wasn't one of them.
Yeah, well, evidently.
We know.
No, I won't lie. At that time, right, Fabrizio made it out as like, we're going to sign something out of this world, innit? So I had my expectations very high. Obviously, yeah, we were linked Musiala. Yeah, and Cherky and all of these guys. So Cherky, cool.
He's better than that Cherky fella, man. Please. Do not bring that guy's name to my boy.
Cherky
high. Whole gully
the guy's bottom of the bottom of League One.
Jesus. So, when I saw that we're linked to Cole Palmer.
Diggsy.
So when I saw that was linked to Cole Palmer, I was very disappointed. Yeah. I was really annoyed. I was thinking, we're signing the English youth. You're nothing spicy about him, you know, all Man City don't want him, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? He's like, I've been pleasantly surprised since he started, you know, boom, 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 boom. He's been very consistent. My only issue with him is that when he drops the level a bit, we don't really create. So when we saw that with Brentford, so when he was playing well and, you know, the first half he was amazing and then he kind of dropped off and then he picked up again. So I don't like that.
I guess to be honest, that's a compliment to him in a way, because that means it's less on him, more on the other players not picking up slack or doing their job, or the system, or again, it could be on the manager as well. Maybe the system is just not good enough. Because if we look at teams like City, for example, their best creator has been on the sidelines for how long? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're the top scorers in the league right now. So yeah. I guess it's a compliment in a way.
No, it is a compliment. And you know, one thing I will say about it, because there's going to be a lot of talk of if this is a purple patch or not. And the simple thing is, I can't see it like that. There's too much maturity to this guy's game for me to think that, oh, he's just going to drop level. Every young player is inconsistent. We know this. We saw it with, shout out to Mount. We saw it with Havertz and so forth. But the difference that in their game compared to his one right now is I didn't see that maturity level to be able to take to scrap in the game. You know, a leader, by the way. And City are going to regret. City are really going to truly regret that decision. Obviously, they're City. They've got a huge amount of sources. Resources, I should say. But come on, that's a big mistake. They sold probably the gem of the academy to us.
Hey, man, they'll regret it. They got that bum Phil Foden there collecting, wasting away, man. They could have had Cole Jermaine Park. They got fucking Foden doing nothing. But now, honestly, he's so intelligent, man. You see him take up right wing positions, the inside right, you can play 10. Even yesterday, late on the game when we were chasing him, I think they took off Caicedo and it was a pivot of it was literally Gallagher and Palmer in the midfield.
Yeah.
Like he's so intelligent, man. He makes the right decisions and he's the confidence he has. And I think he's just in Chelsea right now, and the way our team is, it's the perfect environment for him. And we needed somebody to come in with that confidence
One more thing. Gareth Southgate, yeah, I'm calling him out. I have it on good authority that he watches this podcast, okay? So when he's listening, I hope he hears this. If you ever do that to Palmer again, he got into that squad on a technicality. No, he deserved it. He deserved to be in that England squad. He's already treating Raheem Sterling poorly. Sterling should be in that squad too right now. Big up Sterling as well. Have we ever spoken about him?
Yeah, we're going to get to him.
We'll get to him. But Gareth, I want to see Palmer there next time. No technicality. That's all. Thank you.
Hey, also, where is my son Saka? Hey, watch out for your spot in that team.
I've been thinking that for the longest while. So, no. Saka, we are coming for you. We're way coming. There, bro.
Saka scores.
Saka thinks he could emotionally cry his way out of this. Nah, bro, we're coming for you. Wait
Saka
there.
Scores goals. Palmer needs to add that.
This is Cole P's first professional season as like a regular starter. Saka has been playing since he was 18, 19. So the fact that he's doing this already is so good. And the goals they come, I do agree with you, Faye. But it's not something that I'm worried about, because what he provides when he plays, he has to play regardless. Of course, he needs to score, but what he provides when he's on the pitch, there's not a player that we have that is
same as Saka, though. So why are you guys comparing him?
No, I'm purely saying that, yeah, as you see the level that Saka's at right now and the way people are rating him, deserved, by the way, let's not make a mistake with that, fully deserved. Palmer Hive, we're coming, bro. We will be there.
That's it, we're cooking, we're coming.
Let him be consistent like this for a season, yeah, before we start overhyping him.
I agree. It's not.
I don't even think
I hear you say it still.
I don't even think it's Saka that we should be comparing him to. It's that other guy, that other fraud, ODG. Bring him out. That is the point. I'm telling you right now, we're going to have a conversation at the end of the season, yeah?
ODG, am I being
stupid? Palmer.
Odegaard.
Odegaard. Apologies. Yes, I'm telling you this right now, yeah? He is the better player. Have you guys seen Odegaard in the big games?
Michael,
he doesn't do what Palmer does. He doesn't boost his team so that they can go to the next level in a game the way that Palmer does. So we're gonna have these conversations. It's gonna be uncomfortable, but I'm putting it out there right now.
Here's the thing, Michael. The big games, it seems, this season are not really our problem. Okay, bear in mind 3 draws. So, yeah, that's context there. But undefeated against City, Arsenal, Poole, and Tottenham. But couldn't beat Villa. Still respect to them. But for the level that I think Chelsea should be at, couldn't beat Villa. Couldn't beat Forest.
But couldn't beat
Bournemouth. Couldn't beat West Ham.
I'm very critical of us, yeah? I'm very, very critical. And I've come on this pod and I've said, you know what? We don't create a lot. But I can honestly say we create. Even though against these low block teams, we create. And then you'll see that in the first half, we created enough chances where we could kill it in the first half.
Against Brentford?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But like, we have guys and like Jackson. That,
yeah, I knew you wanted to bring it back, so man.
But it's the truth. It's the truth. So you can't be saying against these low blocks, we're doing enough, in my opinion. But it's the issue where it's sometimes it's only one half, and then when we concede and we go down and they push back, now with 10 minutes left, now we're doing that. But I think I think we're doing all right. I think we're on the right track.
I hear you. Cool. So Michael mentioned this guy, and I also want to mention another guy. Two of our English players, and then actually there's three of our English players who yesterday were just amazing. Conor Gallagher, Reece James, and Raheem Sterling. Reece James completely locked Doku up all match. Doku didn't get a sniff, not once. Conor Gallagher was our best midfielder in that match and outperformed the two £100 million men. And Raheem Sterling proved yesterday why Gareth Southgate is stupid. Because the way that he was twisting up the apparent best right back in the Premier League was disgusting. He had that Kyle Walker brother on skates every single time.
I have it on good authority that Southgate and Sterling had a fallout still. That's the reason why he ain't getting it. But in terms of Sterling, look, guys, you know that I have the massive Sterling agenda. Let me break down the Sterling agenda. Yeah, the reason why I have a Sterling agenda is because I remember when Hazard was still at Chelsea, one, the only Man City fan that I know tried to tell me that Sterling was better than Hazard, and he kept pushing it. So because of that, I've hated Sterling since. I can never appreciate Sterling. But I was at the game yesterday. Crazy. Like, that's the best I've seen.
It was like his early season
in a Chelsea shirt. Honestly, no, it was scary. Even, do you remember the chance where he's Meg Doku and he's cutting and then he still created a chance for Jackson?
Yeah.
What did Jackson do that chance?
Crazy.
No, I got blocked.
Oh, Jackson shot got blocked.
Yeah, got blocked. What's your problem, man?
This is really the nastiest agenda.
But no, genuinely, Sterling, well done. And you know what? If you perform like that weekly, or at least every other game, I won't have anything bad to say about you because I can't have an agenda against a man that can perform like that consistently. Mm. The problem is,
you won't.
Are you gonna do the William thing where you perform like that once and then we're not gonna see it again for another 10 games? That's what I'm gonna keep my eye on. But no, Sterling, amazing. Gallagher, a bundle of energy, superb player. Reece, Please stay fit.
I beg, please.
He ain't got it, man.
No, honestly, please stay fit.
He ain't got it.
Actually, let me not say that. Actually, let me say it. I would do crazy things for Reece James to stay fit, I swear.
I would. Please. No pause. I'll give you my hamstring, Reece. Please, Reece. Like, honestly.
Take my I don't need it.
You see, Doku hype. When people are guessing up, oh, Doku's going to rip James. I've seen James lock up Vinicius. He's locked up Liao. Zaha on his debut. He locked up Sterling in the Champions League final. Who is Doku? What is Doku? Reece showed that all of these men are
what is boys Doku?
I don't even understand why that was even a thing. Like,
No, it's the media.
People not been watching Reece James, bro. Like, this isn't that guy that messages pregnant women in Liverpool, bro. Like, we're talking about Reece James here, man. Like, he's got previous.
We ain't the same, bro.
Timmy, do you know what it is? I said it on the last pod. I said that I didn't think it was going to be an equal battle between James or Doku. I either thought James was leaving there with one hamstring, or he was going to completely lock up Doku, and that's purely because he's just come back from injury, and obviously last season was a blip, but when he came up from injury last season, he wasn't good. So I didn't know what Reece James we might see, but class will always prevail, man. Like, he is showing why he's world class.
I really hope he stays at this level. Like, he's consistent with it. No, I'm being so serious, because this is what he does. He'll bring you back in. Then the manager's subbing him off because apparently he's tired. Then it's revealed that he's injured again. Sorry. I don't have time for that. I'm tired of it.
But the thing is with Reece, when Reece comes back from injury, I don't understand why people don't give him time. He always takes 4 to 5 games to get sharp.
He's getting his time.
See, that was his fifth game.
He's getting his time. Like, he's not playing more than 70 minutes.
You know what you guys were saying in the chat? Saying or talking about his positioning and calling him out for bullshit. It's Reece James.
I stand by that. And yeah.
So you said
that's how Haaland scored. Listen. That's how Haaland scored. How did Haaland get his bum to the goal? Why did he lose his man?
It was unclear. It was unclear.
Oh,
Which goal?
The one where Haaland like slid on his bum. Bummed the ball into the goal.
That one's on Shams's boy, man.
Who? Diassi?
Well, Caicedo.
Kai Spice.
Caicedo.
Why is that on Caicedo?
Wait, what'd you say?
Caicedo didn't win the ball back in the midfield, but the goal came way later than that.
Him and Enzo yesterday were getting dog walked. It was too disgusting.
Wait, no, let's go back because it's on Reece right now. Let's not go to Caicedo yet, yeah? And Enzo, it's on Reece. So why did Reece lose Haaland like that?
Don't bring it on
Haaland
to Reece,
made
man.
Reece do that. eat that artificial grass.
What did Reece do to Doku?
We're not talking about
Reece didn't lose Haaland. That's the thing. Like,
he did.
He didn't lose Haaland. Haaland is just a tank.
Haaland.
Like,
which is fair enough.
That guy is massive.
He's also a tank.
You should have committed. Was it mutually assured destruction? Question about Bud.
You know how you're dragging it. It's not like Haaland had a tap in the post and Reece couldn't get to him. Haaland scored with his back. It was the most
behind
awkward, uncomfortable situation to score ever. He scored with his back.
In the
it
correct
was a cool
place. The position
cool.
If we talk about
Reece versus Doku didn't get nothing from him. He even had to die.
But SB, we're not talking about Reece and Doku. We're talking about that goal.
Why not?
He lost his man. That's positioning.
He was Reece's main battle against.
We're not talking about that yesterday. Though. He did well against Doku. I can admit that. I've said that. He's done well against Doku. However, he lost his man for Haaland. And then, you know, it was like, oh my goodness.
But he didn't
what's
lose his
there?
Man. He was he just outstretched. And you know what?
Sorry,
sometimes
he lost
happens.
Him. What is it when the, I can't think of the saying, the position was wrong. He was on like the goal side. He was on the wrong side. Haaland shouldn't have been there. Do you know what I mean? So, yes, we have to admit that. Sorry, you have to be truthful here. We know everyone does this.
Reece ain't perfect. Reece ain't perfect. Trust me.
Yeah, but clearly.
My only thing is, there's not much right backs in the world. And if you name me a right back in the world that I can say is 100% better than Reece, there's not one that you can say for sure at their best is 100% better than Reece. So when men are saying Reece has to earn his place against Gusto is good. But look at that chance that he missed. If Reece is in that position where he's bins in that and we're celebrating a win,
So, we don't know that. Do you know why? Because there was a chance before, I believe in that game, where Reece was he had a chance to shoot and it was blocked. So we didn't know. Sorry. Gusto should have scored, right? But we don't know what would happen. Gusto had so much time and space,
you know?
Yeah, he did.
He took it on his left foot.
He's never been there before in his life, innit? So, do you know what I mean? A liar.
Exactly. You know that? We know how Cook scored. We know what Reece James has on the box. You know.
You know that picture of that polar bear in Texas? That was Gusto there, innit? We don't know it. He has to sneak with it. Maybe next time he'll be better. But the reason why Reece James wasn't there is because he can't be fit enough to play a full 90 minutes. That's why. That's on
him. We're easing Capi back. We're easing him back.
Wait. Are we deep in how disgusting this agenda is? Faye has found a way to spin Gusto skying his shot with an awful shooting technique on a guy who was sitting on the bench.
I don't care. James should have been there.
This is generational hating.
Well, when is Mudrick? When is Werner? When is Kai Havertz?
I don't come.
At least he's trying.
Where's your boy Nani? He didn't get on the pitch.
Hey, listen. Nani's not my boy. Me and Nani got beef right now, man. He's a bad influence on my actual boy.
Your boy's playing 2 minutes.
You see that friendship Nani and Carney have? I need that to end right now, man.
Even Carney, he might not make it back into the team.
Listen, let me tell you, Nonny needs to go and talk to his under 21 teammate Palmer and start learning stuff from him. Because how are you both? You're both like playing for this nice youth European Cup winning side, and only one of you is gonna make it. This is bad, man.
Carney might not make it.
I said it from the jump. By Nonny and Mudrick at the same time. Made no sense. You buy one of them because they're both very raw. You buy one of them, and Mudrick's the better one. But you buy one of them.
I know which one I'm picking.
And you defend them. And
I know which one I'm picking. It's not money.
Let me also say this, yeah. Just hypothetically, yeah. If Jackson continues on, like, scoring how he is, right? And Gallagher, Palmer, and what's his boy's name? Sterling keep up their performances.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do when Nkunku comes back?
He goes back, he goes straight into the team. Come on, man, let's be serious.
Well, Nkunku has to play.
He goes straight into the team.
In the nine, or on the right, or on the left, I don't know.
But he's
going to have to come in the...
Listen.
But why?
Sit on the bench, bro.
What?
Do you not think Nkunku has to earn his way into the team?
No, sorry. Nkunku has to earn his way.
Let me tell you something. This purple patch that Jackson's on is gonna end very soon.
No, bear in mind. I said that this is like in a hypothetical sense. Let's say that he keeps scoring on this trend. Do you get it? So let's say he's bagging like maybe from now until the end, bagging from now until like, I don't know, before he goes to AFCON, he's bagging like 2 out of 3 games. Do you get it? That plays 3 bags too.
Mm-hmm.
And Nkunku might be back in 2 weeks. Apparently we're hearing that he could be fit for Newcastle. Does he walk straight into this team?
Well, he's not going to just walk straight into the team because he's just like Reece James, he's going to be eased into it. So that question answers itself. But what I will say, though, is eventually he needs to be in the starting lineup. I personally feel he's out of our signings, he's the only one that is actually world-class. I know that's a strong word, but I believe that's what he is. And very if he's strong. A walk-off sign-in, you go into that side. You go walk in.
That's it. I remember there was a time where before he had even kicked a ball for Chelsea, there was a group of people saying Timo Werner was world-class. All I'm saying, let's see what the guy can do in it. And then let's go before we start. Right,
cool. You weren't saying about Nico Jackson, Timmy, earlier.
Timmy, let me even thank you, Faye, for that. Cool. Nicholas Jackson, why the hell did you rate him before you came to this club? What made you rate him? Hey, no, honestly, what made you rate him for you to now compare him to Werner?
Listen, let me answer it. It's the same reason I rate Cole Palmer. He's a young black man doing all that he can.
That's a good fit.
My thing is, yeah, in our whole squad, the only one that I could see getting near to 20 goals, other than Sterling, because he's done it at City, but I still don't think he would get 20 goals, is Nkunku. Now, I'm not saying that he's a sure thing to bang. But if Nicholas Jackson has scored 7 goals, there's no way Nkunku is scoring less than Nicholas Jackson. That guy is unproven, raw, rubbish. Shit. Nicholas Nkunku has won the Bundesliga top scorer. Of course, it's Bundesliga. We got Kai from there. We got Werner from there. 2 players that won us the Champions League, by the way, but you guys tried to forget that.
Well. Yeah, you can't forget that.
It's a thing where Nkunku, he's the main like attacker, the one that I think when we look at Tottenham, they have Son. People are like, oh, Ange's doing so well. If Ange didn't have Son, Tottenham are not anywhere close to where they've been. Same with Liverpool and Salah. Every team has their main man that they look at for goals. And the only one that I see in this whole squad that I can think, okay, we can rely on for goals, is Nkunku. But of course, he has to prove himself in this league. So we'll see. But of course, he goes straight into the team.
So you're saying, so you guys are basically saying that this is, in Nkunku's case, because of the talent that you guys think he has. I've never watched him, but I've seen comps. I've heard a lot about him. Like, I know he's definitely class. But are you guys saying that because of how class you think he is, it's a thing where he just walks into the team? It's not a merit thing for him. Like,
same with Reece James.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I can hear that still.
With that said,
it's a thing where, of
this
course,
is not the same thing for Chilwell. Let that be known. This is not the same thing for Chilwell.
Hey, don't bring my
bias. He's not a spot forever.
Chilwell doesn't even into it. Even on a ability, Chilwell doesn't walk into this team.
Like, I want people to know that because he tweeted yesterday after the win, and everybody said after the draw, and everybody said don't come back.
You are such a hater, you know. I'm patiently waiting for my vice captain to return. People are acting like Cucurella was great yesterday. Phil Foden was running
good.
Phil Foden was running rings around him.
In the first half, Foden was I can't lie, Foden was pamming him. And the peak thing is Cucurella, you've got to remember, Cucurella picked up the yellow card very early. Picked up for complaining to the ref about the penalty.
But do you know what?
The rest of the game on that yellow card, I can't lie, Foden was jugging. Foden is, as much as I...
Foden did nothing, man.
Earlier, innit? Hey, don't do that.
Foden literally did nothing.
Foden and Bernardo were killing us. Don't do that.
Bernardo Silva, yeah. Foden did niche.
Do you know what it is? See the way... even though Cuckoo wasn't amazing, I thought he was just all right, yeah. The way he defended in terms of always getting close to Foden, I liked that. And that's also based on the fact that you see when we played against Tottenham and Kulusevski was in a similar position to many positions that Foden was in yesterday and Cole stood back, gave him all that space, and that's how he bagged the first one. Same thing with Salah in the first day. Obviously Salah's amazing, like pressing him will be difficult, so it is what it is. But I like the fact that he made it uncomfortable for Foden at times, as much as Foden was jugging. Do you get it? So
I do agree with that. The best thing that Cucurella is he's aggressive, and he doesn't give, like, he's touch tight. He doesn't really give you much space, but you were still getting cooked.
I don't think so.
Foden was dancing.
What we're talking about, our left backs, none of them are great, innit? But I feel like out of Colwell, Chilwell, Cucurella, at left back, I'm taking Cucurella over the three of them.
He's definitely been the best at left back this season.
He's really improved.
He's done the best job this season for sure.
I also think that it wasn't just defensively yesterday.
He's not improved. He's still up.
Four transitions.
What? Huh? What did somebody say? He hasn't improved.
He's improved.
I said he's still the same you.
No, he's not, man. He's improved. He's improved.
He's gone back to default settings. He's gone back to who he was at Brighton.
That's Brighton's player of the season. The 61-year-old man.
But like I was saying, on transitions, though, that I think is where he shines, because obviously he's quite press resistant, and Chilwell, compared to him, isn't that press resistant. So
at all.
I think that's a plus, man. And I liked his performance yesterday. I don't think it was amazing, but it was just good. We needed that, you know. And also, he got scammed. I don't want us to forget that, by the way, that he got played with that penalty decision that Anthony fucking hit Taylor.
You should have been smart. You don't grab a man on the box side. Yeah, you
got a man that grabbed him.
Haaland grabbed it first. I'm sorry. Not only was it a foul,
you're the defender. No, you don't go and grab
it. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, there were sequences of play that happened. Somebody pushed Caicedo into Reece James. Foul. That should have been looked at. That should have been given.
Boom. Head injury too, by the way. It was a head injury too. Stop it. You stop it.
Head injury. Also,
I didn't even see the defense.
Haaland was dragging him first. He dragged him back. I didn't see the defense, though. It was bad. Sorry. And you know the VAR guy, yeah? I think he was the one that gave Gusto the red card. So he's a prick.
it's the same guy still. It's the same guy, yeah. But before I go on to, because you actually got a fair few questions that I want to get to. Just a general question. Off of that draw and the win against Tottenham, draw against Arsenal, loss against Brentford.
Stay there.
What?
Kai Spice, let's talk.
Oh,
bro, I spoke to him. He was a bum yesterday. He was a bum, and I'll be real. That's why I said it yesterday. Yeah, if he keeps playing like this and he does not improve, Lavia, that spot is waiting for you. I want to win games.
Hold on.
I want to have
who is Ice Spice, please?
Caicedo. Listen, my guy, I love you, but I want to win. I want to control the midfield. I want to be defensively sound.
Yeah, but do you think that maybe I feel like the structure's bad, though. Not, I'm sorry.
It's all nonsense. Look, this is the reality. Enzo is an 8. Caicedo, actually, is also an 8, but he's been converted to a 6. Last season, he played as a 6 for Brighton. But Caicedo's natural game, when he was at Independe, whatever, the guy was a box-to-box like Kante. Kante was never a defensive midfielder. But now this is what we're changing him into. Partey was a box-to-box. He was changed into a defensive midfielder. His first two seasons at Arsenal weren't great. First season was great. We have to have time with these players. This youth project is about developing players. He has to be developed from this 8 into a 6. Because he's not comfortable there right now in terms of picking up the ball from the defense and progressing it.
SP, I hear you. And that is why, to the day Rice is a much better player.
Rice is clear.
Rice is clear.
I think he's the best young Michael, chill.
What was I saying? I will never sell my Caicedo stock until the day where he either retires or is sold. I will never sell my stock.
But I want to play at
Chelsea FC right now. I want players to start on merit and performance. Do you get it? If Lavia comes in, I don't care whether my man was 100 mil. If Lavia comes in and settles in so quickly, can I say the whole bench and learn from that? If you're that good, you'll come back.
Of course.
If you're not,
I don't think that happens because, firstly,
I think it could happen. Lavia costs 60 mil as well. It's not a cheap signing.
I know, but I'm saying I don't think he's going to settle because I think this is a system issue. I think this is a Poch issue. Like, I'm sorry. Even just looking at yesterday, looking at the Spurs game, looking at the other games, although I enjoyed it and it's very entertaining, it's very chaotic. Why are they all the time, they're hitting us, is this back and forth, like a basketball game that you said? Why is the manager not seeing that and changing that? Sorry, you need to alter it and see, okay, this is that. Because also, Enzo doesn't look very good as well.
Did you watch the Arsenal game? The Arsenal game was very controlled.
We controlled the Arsenal game until gave the pass away.
Still, even the Spurs game, they had 9 men and they were hitting us on the transition. That's scary, sorry. Even yesterday, something is to give.
I genuinely don't think everything is on the manager. Everyone's quick to blame the manager. Timmy is a big culprit at this. And there's a lot of people quick to blame the manager. Look at our players. No, genuinely, look at our players and the age of these players. What player controls the game? Enzo doesn't control games. Caicedo doesn't control games. We used to have Jorginho. I hated that man. I can't stand him. But what he could do was that he could control the tempo of the game. If the game was getting too chaotic, he'll calm it down.
That bloody miss again, back. Man. Fuck.
Yeah, but he still did it. Look, I'm not a Jorginho. I hate Jorginho, bro. He's a slow liability. But what he did was control games. We don't have this profile in our team. When we played Tottenham, we was giving away stupid fouls on 9 men. Gusto giving a foul away when he had no reason to give a foul away. And then they crossed the ball into the box. They had the dangerous chance to score. We have an immature team. Our team is young, first of all. It's a team that doesn't have any controllers either. And it's a team that they're going to grow together. But as they grow together, they're going to make so much mistakes that we're not used to, because we're used to having a team that is full of experienced pros that know how to win.
Well,
this is a new era. We have David Washington on the bench.
What about if this is just our style going forward? You know, I was reading a thread earlier in the day, and it mentioned how our team should be compared more to Klopp's Liverpool than the process that's going on with Pep City. And I agreed with that. And I think this football, the style of football that we're looking to operate with, is going to be a chaotic style of football. It's going to be heavy pressing, the same heavy metal football that similar to what Klopp's doing. And we just might have to take the fact that we don't need certain things in our games. Some players' performances might look like they're lower than they actually are. For example, I'll give you one, Enzo Fernandez right now. Enzo Fernandez is getting cooked at this moment in time. I personally don't like it for the simple factor that I don't think he's actually playing that bad. I don't actually Same. Think what we're seeing on the pitch is terrible. It's just the nature of how our style is. At times, our midfielders are going to look like, oh God, you know, they're going to get run by a couple times, you know, and it's just, that's just the nature of our game, unfortunately. But I don't think he's playing as bad as you guys.
I don't.
I think people have drugged it a bit with Enzo.
They have.
But he's not hitting the standard which you would expect.
He's
of him.
Not been good enough.
No,
yeah, but a lot of the stats, he's still not, first. Not in this, a lot of the stats. Sorry.
Everything that has to do with transitioning the ball, which we're one of the best at right now, that is him. Through him. It's him. He's
not. He doesn't do the flashy stuff. He doesn't do the flashy stuff. He doesn't do the, I'm going to show you who I really am. He does it quietly.
No, I can't agree with that. Because yesterday, part of my gripe with him that he forced a lot of stuff yesterday. Some worked, some it was just like you just didn't need to do that. And he does that a lot. And that's one of my gripes.
I like him. I've watched him, this guy's on it today.
I've got a question for Michael, because he was talking about progressive passing stats and all them nonsense passing stats, whatever. But you don't rate Jorginho, do you?
We're not going to do that, mate. Answer the question. No, I don't rate Jorginho. But I never saw any progressive passing from him. I just saw
That's a lie. That's it, man. I'm not hearing it.
I'm not hearing it. I hate the Jorginho comparisons. Oh my God. It's frustrating. Make Enzo and Jorginho run 100 meters together, and whoever wins, we end this, please, because I don't want to hear this conversation.
So what? Because they done holla Enzo intro to the club, and he got some fancy music playing on a golden ball. He's immune to criticism. Enzo got his pocket picked in dangerous areas. It led to dangerous chances.
Please read out what I said. When they're finished.
Cool. So Faye wants us to let you beautiful viewers and know. Actually, you finish. SB.
The one thing I hate about football players is when they lose the ball consistently in dangerous areas. It only happened once against City, but against Tottenham, there's a reason why he got hooked. Man were telling me it's because of injury. Get out of here, man. Lie, man. If he was good, he would be staying. He doesn't need to come off the pitch, man. And I talk about progressive passes and that. Don't come to me with that, man.
So, Faye, what's...
I love Enzo, though. It's like, I have to hate...
Why? You don't have to hate.
Why do you hate on Reece?
Because I know what he is.
Hey, you don't. Faye, listen. Anyway, Faye wants me to let you beautiful viewers know that against Premier League midfielders per 90, Enzo is first in progressive passes, first in through balls, first in forward passes, second in long passes, second in passes to final third, third in passes in general, third in passes to the penalty area, third in deep completions. I have no clue what that is. And fifth in expected goals.
The only blemish there for me is the fifth in expected goals. I can't lie, my G.
And he has zero.
Shit. Even missed the penalty.
But listen. This
that's important. Those things are important. Sorry.
This ain't an Enzo hate search, right? Because regardless of what you want to say about his performance yesterday against Tottenham, whatever, we know who Enzo is. Like, we know the talent that guy has. And we know he's a level raiser. So
he's a titan.
I got so much time for him, bro. Like, anyone who thinks that they want to give up on Enzo or write him off because of maybe a shaky start to the season, if you even want to call it that, they're silly. They're very, very silly. But yeah, I'm
not giving up on Enzo. I'm not giving up on Caicedo. I'm not giving up on Lavia. I'm not giving up on none of these youths because, look, they're young with room to grow. I just want better from them. I'm not going to sit down and accept rubbish.
Sometimes SB, I don't know like if it's a thing where like you like the owners and you like the new transfer policy they have, or if it's a thing where you've just accepted it and now you just have to you're just showing face. Do you get it?
I've accepted it, but I also see that in a few years there can be some very black promising flowers or whatever that metaphor is, because if you have Enzo continuously improving, you have Caicedo, Lavia, them three alone in the midfield, that's one of the best midfields in the world. But in the league,
Hendry.
Whispers loading. You've got Mudrik, who is, you know, still very raw. But if it all clicks together, there's a special player there. There's Jackson. That is, you know, he can improve.
That will never make it.
Cole Palmer. Also, then when we look at the back line, we've got Badia Shaw very quickly by Colwell.
Did you say we
were looking
at the black line?
When we're looking at the back line, what? There's a Badia Shaw, there's a Colwell,
Sanchez,
Diaby. There's a Gusto. So there's a lot of good talents. And then if you look at the lone army, you're looking at Santos, the Madueke. Yeah.
Is he? What's his ethnicity? What's his race?
He's not your type, Faye. Don't worry. He's not your type.
Piss off. And he's very young for me anyway. Isn't he Arab?
Everybody's young for you, man.
He's French.
Timmy, say it louder. Say it louder, Timmy.
Isn't he Arab?
But yeah, man. I wasn't on board with the youth project when they ripped up the club. They took away Makai. They took away all the players. But
I told you about to stop saying that dirty, stinking name on this pod.
Can I just quickly say, Ope has said, thank you, Boehly. That's what he said today, this morning. Thank you, Boehly. So I think he's happy and on board, because to be fair, when you look at this team, we are very good. Like you were saying, SB, we're very good. We're not bad, as people say we are. We have a lot to cook with. You know, the pot is boiling. The oil is frying everything. We're cooking him. The only thing we need is a striker and a goalie. He set us up very nicely. I won't lie.
Credit to Sanchez yesterday, because that save he made on Haaland, where
crazy,
that just effectively locked off the game, that was nuts.
Yeah, however, I don't care. That bum one, why did the end of the ball go past him? I don't
get where the mix, like, who was that? I can't remember who was that near post. Between that person, Sanchez,
honestly,
and
that goal,
Diassi should not have allowed it. I don't care. Sanchez. What are you saying, Shams?
What does the header?
No. So I'm saying the Haaland goal. Yeah, Haaland's second goal. Diassi should have stopped the ball from coming in. Reece James got buddy out the way, and Sanchez could have got there. I'm sorry, he's a tall guy. It's not like we have Kepa. His arms are short. He couldn't get there. This guy's a tall guy. When the ball's coming, push it away. Thibaut Courtois, I've seen him do it millions of times. Obviously, the levels are different.
But come on. I'm sorry.
It's because Sanchez is a very nonchalant player. That's the problem.
He's very nonchalant.
No, he's very.
Yes, he makes.
What are you saying, SB?
Oh, damn. I guess we'll never know. That's really sad. What's I going to say?
Oh, my thing's lagging now.
We actually have a couple of questions to go through, actually.
Well, quickly, Shams, just quickly. Diassi is shit. He's not going to make it. Oh, I'm sorry. He's, every time I see him on the lineup, he pisses me off because he's not good enough. It's time to get his fucking beep ass out of here. I'm being so serious.
I'm dying.
So serious. Get him out. I don't care that he has passion. I don't care.
I've never met someone so... Faye, what is your issue with Diassi, please?
He's not good enough. I'm sorry. Since he's come back here from injury, when you look at the goals that we conceded, he's been there all the time, the catalyst, all the time. I'm so sorry. He pisses me off because he's not good enough. Not good enough. Get him out.
He made a few crucial blocks yesterday, honestly.
And he also made a few crucial mistakes.
Name them.
Okay, so for Haaland's second goal, he should have stopped the cross from coming in. Also, the header from
Kanji. You're blaming everyone that you do not like.
That's not true. The header from Akanji, he lost his man.
That is more on Thiago Silva than it is on the
Saints. I was about to say that.
That is more Thiago Silva. Like, I love Thiago Silva. When he scored that goal, he did the knee slide. I felt something. I promise you, like, I really felt something. But for that goal, he was criminal.
It wasn't. He went to head the ball. Jammy, I mean,
he literally went over Silva's head.
What do you want him to do? Diassi was meant to be marking the man. Why is Diassi not marking anyone?
That was Silva's man.
It was Diassi, I'm telling you. It was Diassi. I'm telling you.
A couple of men try blame the. No, that second goal is not on Silva. Like. You can't hold that. The fourth goal. You can't hold that fourth goal on Silva.
Like, of course you can. Wait, hold on. What? Are you talking about the one where he stuck out his leg?
You can't hold that.
That
it was
literally...
lazy. It was
ask
lazy.
Anyone who's played in goal. And I think they said it. If the ball is coming, leave it. Leave it for me. It's my job. If I let in, that's calm. Sanchez would have saved it. But he stuck his leg out. And
lazy.
I don't know why
he stuck his leg out like that.
It was lazy.
Stuck his leg out because it's football. We're pretending like we're these footballers are.
No.
Yeah, but instinctively, he's moved his leg,
which is fair enough. But go at it at properly. It was lazy. He just stuck his leg out and hoping something was happened. Did the whole thing correctly. Sorry, he took the ball in a completely different direction. You never know. It could have hit another player. It could have done this. It could have done that.
No,
Sanchez would have got there.
Do you know what? Maybe I'm doing a hindsight thing, right? Because I saw from a certain angle the way Rivaldi shot that. You see that goal he scored in the Champions League final? that's what you were seeing. So I'm not even impressed. Like, I think that was going bottom corner.
I need to watch the highlights again because I haven't watched highlights since the game.
If it goes bottom corner, we blame Sanchez. We didn't get that opportunity. Why? Because Silva lazily stuck out his leg. It was bad of him. I love Silva, but it was bad of him. It was really bad of him.
Hey, man, it is what it is. I love him. He's a Rolls Royce. But yeah, let's get on to some of these questions. Some we'll be answering. Some we must definitely not be answering. But thanks for your contribution anyway, Els. We really do love you.
What's your question, actually? He's packing a lot.
I believe the answer is enough. Enough is the answer. Why do you think we struggle with defending set pieces? Good question.
We have a small team.
I actually don't know. This was said on the Zoom chat still. I think it was Bassi who said this actually.
We have a small team, and that's the reason why Levi Cobble was playing left back a lot of this season. And we could see this. Look, when Tottenham went down to 9 men, they were still very, very dangerous from set pieces, you know. And who is over 6 foot in our team that was on the pitch when they had 9 men? Diassi is 6 foot three.
Oh, no, this was at Apex _AMS.
Oh, fair enough.
Sorry, continue.
But yeah, Silva 6 foot on the dot with shoes, with boots. Mm-hmm. Yassi 6 foot three. Who else? No one is over 6 foot, so our team's very small. Compare that to Arsenal right now. Arsenal's got the most goals from corners this season. They've got Rice 6 foot two.
But wait, Saliba, six SB, foot four. It's the thing is though, it's not even about
real men.
It's not even about the height here for me because these guys are not even marking anybody.
There's a concentration issue at Chelsea, and it's bad.
They look lost completely.
Yeah, the thing
it's really bad.
It's just pure organization. Like the goal on the City's goal yesterday, half of the team decide when the ball goes back out to come up. The rest of them are still there. That doesn't make sense. You either all come up or you all stay and hold the line. Against Tottenham, the Eric Dier one, obviously, I think, who was it? Silva lost the header. But again, Eric, they have like three men in the box. Why is Eric Dier free at the back post? The entire time, he's literally just free at the back post.
Free, and they have then, nine men. How are you not marking everybody marked up? What the hell is that?
Any time I think about the goals
as well, again, it's a free header. Like, we're not even competing for these ball for these headers. If we're competing for these headers and we're losing them, then it's a physicality issue, it's a height issue. But we're not even getting into the positions to even challenge these headers. It's literally free headers. So like, for me, it's an organisation thing, concentration. But SP's mentioned it all throughout the podcast. That's all just kind of just maturity stuff, man. I feel like sometimes you just got to go through issues like this and then eventually they sort out. Even Arsenal last season had a big problem with set pieces as well, you know.
But the thing is, we've had this problem. We have this problem for a while, right? I'm thinking about the goals that we conceded this season, though. And am I being obtuse or oblivious? But I can't think of many goals where Chelsea were just dissected. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? It's like all of them have come from a defender literally.
And Jammy, yeah.
But doesn't that make sense?
The first goal Liverpool scored was because our right back and our right centre back were sleeping.
I'm not like they were like when they scored was like shit. You know what I mean? Shit. They really played us.
West Ham. The first goal they scored again, our defending the box sleeping. Second goal again. Defenders rushing out, not concentrating. Third goal, Caicedo decided he wanted to have the worst debut of all time. So that was there. Arsenal, we gave them a goal, our right back went to sleep. Like, it's literally all our own downfall. And it happens so much. Like, the coach needs to do something about this. And the players need to stay concentrated. Like,
I don't know, man. I feel like you guys are being very harsh on the team.
What?
I think you guys are being very, very, very harsh on the team. Statistically, defensively, we compare with the rest of the top six.
Okay, but Michael,
And I'm telling you what I see in front of us right now, which is that individual errors are just part of the game. At least we know it's not coming from our setup. That's the thing. I don't think we have a poor defensive setup.
But Michael, nobody's saying
about our coach needs to do better, it's not necessarily about our setup. It's more about drilling into the players that they need to stay focused the entire time. Because we're playing in a league where it's fine margins, bro. It is so fine margins. You going to sleep for that 1 second can lose you 3 points just like that.
Of course, yeah, but what I'm trying to say on opposite spectrum of that is that's just a natural part of the game.
Personally. It's not, sorry.
See this elsewhere, especially for a team that's trying to progress and keep growing. This happens, man. This happens. And that's why I'm not too worried about that. Individual mistakes.
I do hear what Michael's saying, and it actually gives me a chance to further my agenda on Ruben Dias. This guy is not a bad defender, innit? He probably cost City 2 goals yesterday. For Jackson's goal, he's literally just slipping on the floor for no reason. Jackson's free, scores. For Breuer's penalty, he's sliding. Loses all composure, brings Breuer down. This is somebody that people...
Listen, that fake by Brozier.
He makes individual errors as well.
That fake he done he done those defenders, man.
Like, my boy Armando, man.
Bro, he done him. It was, I think, even if they didn't get that slide tackle in, he's slapping that bottom right.
Let's hope.
The thing is with Armando, I think if he wasn't this knee problem that he's had, I think him and Jackson could actually push each other quite well. Because Broha, I rate him quite a lot. Jackson, obviously, I don't rate there. And I think these two, if they can contribute, if Broha gets like a 7 and Jackson can get like a 10, 12 first seasons at, like properly at Chelsea, it would be decent behind, obviously, the main striker that we're going to go and buy. Because look, when Chelsea were great, we had Anelka, Drogba, Kalou. We need...
How can you expect Broha to get 7, Jackson to get 12, and also another striker? Where's the game time going to come
from? I'm talking about all comps, man.
From where? From what? What did you say to me?
All comps, man.
But we're only in 3 competitions, bro.
I'm going to win them all.
Yeah, we're still in FA Cup. We're still in what's that other competition? Carabao. And then yeah.
What
I'm trying to say is that look,
we're beating Newcastle.
Chelsea 100%. Oh, of course, Newcastle Heights. But look, Chelsea, regardless of whatever happens, we're going to need a striker. I don't think we're going to be able to get that striker in January because it looks like the club want to get that world class striker. Osimhen will not be available until the summer. Can Jackson, Broha and Nkunku put up the goals that will be good enough for us to, you know, get into the Champions League? Because that's the main thing. And bear in mind, top 5 might not be a thing because Newcastle and Man United are embarrassing us in the Champions League right now. So we might need to get 4th. I just hope that Nkunku, Jackson, Broha can put up the goals that takes us to the top 4. Sterling as well, Mudrik as well, all of them. Because look,
hopefully Nonny, maybe. So,
Nonny is not, has no career at Chelsea. We're wasting his time. But look, the thing is, people think we're so far behind top 4. Yes, it's 10 points. If Chelsea win 6 games on the bounce, we're near enough top 4. 6 wins in a row. So we just need to go on a run. When is that going to happen? Hopefully after this special break.
Listen. So, cool. We drew to City. Fine. I can hear that. And we drew to Arsenal. Whatever. Beat Tottenham. Nice. But even though it's a draw against City, it's still a draw. These next 4 games against Everton, Brighton, Newcastle, United, I'll be so real. We need to pick up 3 wins out of 4. We really do. It's like getting some points on the board, man.
Points on the board is necessary. And we're also facing Aston Villa, Man United, Brighton. These are all teams that are ahead of us. So we can start, if we can beat them and take points away from them and start clawing that gap back.
Yeah.
The next couple of games are important, man. Honestly.
Crazy. Yeah. We have a certain pod member who hates Man United with her whole heart. And you know what? I'm kind of with her now because I'm looking at the way they play and then I'm looking at the Premier League table and it's not making sense to me.
Can I just say, yeah?
That's for me, by the way. That's for me.
Manchester United are the exact opposite of us this season. They have played absolutely... I've watched every single match they've had. They have played absolutely...
That's serious hate watching, by the way. I respect it. I did the same with Arsenal.
The whole season, yeah, and they just keep managing to get the points. That's what they do. They've just keep managed to get the points. We have played, yeah, some cracking football and are 10th. Every match we play, yeah, and I'm moved, I'm like, wow, that really moved me. And we moved from 13th to 11th. I don't know how much longer of this I can take. We need to move up the table.
Yeah, it's true, man. It's true. Okay, let's do another question. So at Andercodes said, what does Poch need to implement to make Chelsea more successful at breaking down low blocks? Is it a system or personnel issue or both?
His utilization of Palmer, I think he needs to use him. I spoke about the comparison with Odegaard. One thing I like about Arsenal, and especially when they're against a low block, is the way that Odegaard actually operates in those attacking areas. The movement, he controls He controls and sets the tempo. And I think that I personally feel if we can utilize Palmer in that way, mm-hmm. it will help us create chances. I'm telling you this, we need a player like that. And I think that is one of the ways that we can do it. I mean, that's one option. Also, just the variation of how we attack, you know, not just trying to get the crosses in. Like, I think that's something that we do a lot. When we're against a low block, it's just cross. Just different variations, maybe more link-up play, for example. Mm. That's why using a Mudryk is actually good, because him, Jackson and Mudryk have a connection. I've seen it many times in this season, and that's an easy way to break down a low block. You know, or 1-2 and go, boom, you get an opportunity. That's it.
Yeah.
So we just need to find variations in how we attack when it comes to that. And that is a problem, actually, for more teams than we think. Bar City, a lot of teams are struggling with that right now.
Great. Get Michael in the dugout.
Yeah, get me there.
Sustain attacks, man.
Honestly.
Pochettino, SP's gonna laugh. Invert those damn fullbacks.
We don't need to invert the fullbacks, but we need to do something. We need to do something with them. And when I say something, I mean not what he's been doing with Colwill for most of the season, where Colwill is just there. And it means that anytime we do attack down a wing, it's usually just down the right.
You know?
And we don't vary or anything. It just makes us predictable. What Poch also needs to do is, if you ever in your life put De Sassi at right back, I swear you will never see the pearly gates. That was the worst. I've never seen anything like it.
Yes, he can play right back, though. I'll be honest.
No, he can't, not for Chelsea. He hasn't got the minerals. No. He hasn't got the quality.
Yes,
he can. If there was a cold attacking left back flying down the other wing, then Yassi right back won't be a problem. But it's the fact that
he got Yassi right
back, and then you got Cucurella left back. That ain't doing nothing.
What? Allow it.
Yes, he played right, bro. He played right back in the World Cup for France as well.
He was fucking shit. Let me tell you, he wasn't shit.
Bro, we don't have. Listen, we don't always have to copy exactly. We don't always have to copy exactly what every other team is doing, right? But when I look at some of the best teams in world football today, one of the main advantages they have is that they can attack with both their fullbacks, and their fullbacks are dynamic enough to do that. No disrespect to De Sassi, but for Chelsea FC, he is not. Yes.
Let's look at Man City right now. Man City right now got Gvardiol and Walker. So yeah, Gvardiol
ain't doing that. Both face lie, man.
And what did they do yesterday? Exactly. What did Gvardiol do yesterday?
They weren't good against us. That's for sure. But trust me, they can attack with those fullbacks, especially when they put someone like, what do you call it? When they put John Stones at right back and then get him to invert. It doesn't have to be overlapping. They just need to do something, basically. Like, don't just have them there static. This is not FIFA. This is not FIFA, you just put them stay back while attacking.
Look at the level of players we're talking about. We're talking about John Stones compared to Cucurella.
Why are you going at Cucurella for that little...
John steps in from centre-back to midfield and plays like a midfielder better than Rose midfield.
You're literally...
On one wing, we are comfy. We are very, very comfy.
I know what Cucurella can do and what he can't do.
You know why you like Cucurella? Okay,
because he's talented. He's talented. Look, when it was Cole, you don't say his best quality is these long balls. His long balls are fucking shit. We stood against Arsenal. We stood against Spurs. His long balls are not fucking shit. If you're going to talk about Cucurella and him, let's talk about it. Cucurella is better than him. Yes, Cucurella needs to work on his finishing. So does Colwell. Every single time Colwell's in front of goal and he has a chance of goal, he fucking misses it. Let's be real, he does. Cool.
Cucurella needs to work on his crosses. Your energy for Cucurella. Oh, Cucurella's so good. He's okay. He just needs to work on his finishing. Colwell misses a chance. Oh, he's a shit fucking light skin. Oh, he's so terrible.
Whoa.
You are not making any sense. Levi Colwill as a centre back. No, Levi Colwill as a centre back. What he was doing at Brighton, he was making noise. Liverpool wanted to spend 60 million on him.
They should have signed him. They should have signed him. Take him.
No, they shouldn't have.
Yeah, let them sign him. He's not my Cobham graduate. I'll tell you that. He's not my Cobham graduate.
This is what Chelsea fans do. This is what Chelsea fans do. Their player is doing well on loan. They see that this player is doing well and expect that player to come back to this team, to this mess, to this club that has no structure, no philosophy, no foundation, and expect them to replicate the same performances they was doing in the system.
Because if you got it, you got it.
Why has Enzo been media? You're defending
because Poch. He's got it.
Yeah, so
my guy has World Cup. He's got a World Cup, yeah?
Okay, so it's Poch's fault.
He gets that.
Okay.
He will never get that.
It's Poch's fault for Enzo, but it's not just for Colwill when Colwill's playing left back out of position.
And then when Poch was playing Enzo out of position, did you say anything? No. You said he's fucking shit.
Yes, I did. I said, why is he playing in the 10?
He's not being protected.
I said, why is he playing?
I'm sure you've even supported a pool of Chilwell playing up wing.
Quick question. On average, how quickly does it take for you to write off a player? Generally.
I'm not talking days or games,
by the way. I'm talking between 0 and 90 minutes. Like, how quick?
I like to give them the game to see what I'm working with, innit?
You're a liar. You're a dirty stinking liar.
How long did it take
for you to give up on Mount? Because you was against him, like me, I was against him quite early on though.
In his first season, I liked the impact some that he was doing. However, I didn't like the fact that Lampard was playing all the time. And then when he was shit and his form went down, I didn't like that he was being played. So I gave him a bit of time in his first season. I think the Southampton game maybe. I was like, yeah, this guy's doing well or something. I can't remember if we won it or not.
I can never. I've spoken to you many times. I cannot remember you saying anything like that, but fair enough.
I can go check my tweets and I'll show you.
Go find them. Listen, I'm waiting.
I will.
Faye is usually right about players who are crap, but then she's usually wrong about players who are good.
it's a number. Kai Havertz.
That's the only player. And Werner.
And we're not wrong for you. He's been misused by Arteta.
Modric.
I thought you said you like Modric. You're a liar.
Modric is special. Modric has it all. It just needs to come together.
I think I've deleted all my tweets from Mount.
He had a stinker.
I don't think he did. He didn't play.
That cameo, he played the third goal, but he was awful.
That's great. But overall,
if it's not for him,
I won't lie.
Jackson doesn't get his third goal. Jackson doesn't get his goal, and we don't draw the game. So let's be happy that Modric came on and did what he had to do. Cheers.
The thing is with Modric, his cameos off the bench are horrible, but when he starts, he plays better. So I don't know what it is, but he's got to fix up because he's
that's
more
mad.
Time
that's mad because that's mad because one of his best ever performances against Liverpool was off the bench on his debut. So I don't know.
That was his debut when no one knew who he was, and he played against James Milner. Of course, he's going to cut James Milner.
Bro, I said it. The Liverpool debut, we have made it into something it's not.
Yes, it is, man.
We actually have made it to something it's not.
No, it was a good debut, but we have to look at what was the circumstances. He was playing against James Milner.
I'm sorry, but even the game against Liverpool this season, he was very good. And unfortunately, he was. I'm being 100% serious. He was good. Not very good. He was good. Yeah, he was all right. But unfortunately, he could have got a goal if Jackson didn't hold on the ball for too long. I'm so sorry. Jackson held on to the ball far too long and released it so late that Modric was one of that 100 miles per hour that the ball had to run that and he had to do that. And then Matt
we've
that's on Jackson, 100%, that's on Jackson.
Hey, we've covered that. You've got your Jackson slander in. It's all good. One more question, actually. from Bassi, actually. That's actually a good question. Is anyone concerned with the fact that we conceded 4 goals at home?
No, not really. I'm not going to look into the 4 goals because we defend well in most games. And when we break down
we need
goals,
to look into it.
A dubious penalty, the header, cool. We have to look into the header. The third goal, I still don't know how that went in. And the fourth goal was a deflection.
Yeah, so two goals. Let's look at the two goals. Sorry. Why is nobody marking? Sorry, that's scary.
Because we have barely any players over 6 foot.
No, you can't say that because even like we said against Spurs, 9 men were still free in the box, so it's scary and dangerous. Yeah,
because our youths, we have some tiny youths. Why is Zaire free at the back post, ready to
SB, lace it? They have 9 men. They have 8 outfield players. We have 11. We have 10. And sorry, it's not about height.
That's your boy Gusto.
With that situation in the box, it's the Dyer thing. I don't really apply the 9-man tax to it purely because there were 9 men. The amount of people they had in the box with 9 men is the amount that they would have had with 11 men.
Bentica
shots when they still won the first header. They still won the first header from the free kick. Do you remember? Well, all of you, do you remember when we just won the Champions League? The season after, it was like every game we were scoring corners. Why? Brad Christiansen, 6'2", Rudiger, a beast in the air. We had big, tall players. The height of our team were minuscule, even the midfield.
It doesn't matter.
Height is important.
Bentica almost scored. If it was another player, we're crying because I think at the time it was 2-1. So why were you 3 in the box?
Sorry,
set piece is scary.
Bassi's question is actually making me laugh. Like, I fully didn't even take in that. We actually held 4 at home. Obviously, we gave 4 back, but.
Okay, but the rebuttal to that is that we've scored 8 in our last 2 games.
We scored 4 against Man City when we haven't scored against Brentford and Forest.
We didn't score against City for the last 7 games. We have not conceded a goal from us. Kai Havertz was the last person to score against Man City in the Champions League final.
They slandered my boy.
For Chelsea.
They slammed my boy, man.
Can I have a pocket full of space?
Crazy stuff. And we scored.
Wait, who were our goal scorers? Raheem Sterling, Cole Palmer, Jackson, and...
Attackers. And Silva.
So you're telling me the entire front three scored? It's a... Hey.
Attackers
listen,
scored for one.
Listen. Yeah. Yesterday was one of those games where it was kind of like the Arsenal game, but better. Because I think with the Arsenal game, it was a bit up in the air whether we played well or not for some people. For me, there's absolutely no doubt yesterday that we played well. Like, no one can ever dispute that. No one can put a twist on that. And it showed me that we can compete with the best. What we need to do is now go and emulate our quality, not the exact same type of performance, because the way we played against City is not going to work against, like, a Brentford or them, man, because... of different taxes or whatever.
Mm.
But that quality that we showed yesterday, show it against the smaller teams.
But the thing
but let's get the finishing edge. Like we said earlier, it's 5 margins. Let's get that cutting edge. Let's put these chances away.
You can't do that it's sometimes if we're creating like... This is why I hate Sterling and Jackson, man, because it's them. I'm sorry. And don't get me wrong, you'll see things like, fucking hell, why is Cucurella there? Why is Gusto there? Why are our fullbacks there? But I'm telling you, these chances, they're not taking it. That Cucurella chance, I can't get it out of my head. Like, when I close my eyes, I see it. Jackson, listen, he misses bare chances. Sterling as well.
Cucurella.
Listen. Faye, I hear you. It's a cause for concern. But we can only improve. That's all we can do. Yeah. And this Chelsea team is more than good enough to improve and to reach the levels. Am I concerned that we conceded 4 at home to Manchester City? Not really. I thought we might concede 4 anyway. I just didn't think that we were going to score 4. So it actually went better than expected. 8 goals in 2 games against the team that were the teams that were first and second recently. Yeah, man, we've done all right. We just need to go onwards and upwards. Upwards, up, onwards and upwards from here. Wow, bomber clock. So yeah, on this, just to round up, I've done this on the last three pods. On this run of death, so far we've picked up 1, 4, 5 points out of 12, which is obviously not the greatest return, but you know, it's not over yet. We got 4 more games left on this run against Everton away, United away, Newcastle away, and Brighton at home. Out of the last 12 points, how many do you reckon we pick up? And against who?
10 points. We'll draw against United and win the rest.
God forbid.
Okay, cool.
No, that's Chelsea, man.
Cool.
I think the game to Newcastle, Caicedo and Enzo are going to be on flights back from wherever they're playing football. And it's away. You've got to travel. So I think a draw there will be a good result, probably.
I think James Park,
the rest of those, I'm expecting 3 points. So what does that come to? 10 out of 12?
10 is what I see.
10 points
well.
Is what I want. 10 points is what I want from these 4, because we can't keep playing well and drawing.
Yeah.
Because we see with Man United don't draw games. They either lose or they win. So that's why
it gets to a point where too many draws is as bad as losses.
Yeah,
100%. That's why Arsenal have lost less games than City, and City are still top of the table. You know, because they keep drawing. But yeah, personally, I think we'll get 8 points.
I think that's a 17-year-old midfielder.
And he's playing for Newcastle.
From his academy. Yeah, he's good as well.
Right now, yeah. What, who's this?
He's good.
Lewis Miley.
Oh, actually, I think we'll beat Newcastle because I think they're in...
They've got injuries. Yeah.
They're going through what we went through at the start of the season.
I think we'll beat them.
I think we shouldn't discount Everton because they're on...
Everton is my second draw.
Their form is growing as it goes on, and I think that's the game that we're gonna really have to try and see and prove ourselves, because they are gonna come with a low block. You know,
where's the Everton game, at Stamford Bridge or Goodison?
Goodison. That's why I said. I think we're drawing.
I prefer it there, man. Fuck the bridge.
I think we're drawn against Everton, drawn against United, and I think we're beating Newcastle and Brighton. Brighton, especially, it's weird.
We need to hold it, but. They need to hold it.
We have to beat them.
They need to hold it.
There's nothing more jarring than losing to a team who has bare of your ex players, and then they need to feel that. They need to feel that. You know.
I think we get 9.
Who do you think we lose to?
I see us losing to Everton, you know.
Telling you, that's the one.
To be honest, if we were going to lose, it would be against Everton, I reckon. I don't think United beat us. I don't think the other two teams beat us. I think Everton do.
Yeah. They've been scoring. They've been scoring a lot. You know, they've really turned it around. I think they're like a couple of points behind us.
The game that I think will really... If we somehow beat United at Old Trafford, I think that's a big statement, man.
There's no somehows. We are winning that game.
I think we can do it.
We're winning this game.
The reason why I'm not so confident, even put aside the history and how it's gone in the last 7-8 years, right? My issue is that United are, like Fumi said, United win matches that they're supposed to lose, and Chelsea lose matches that they're supposed to win. And I just feel like we are going to dominate that match, and somehow we just won't end up winning. But hopefully, I'm wrong. Hopefully, I'm.
I can see us winning that one. That one, I can see us winning simply on the fact that our midfield is way better than theirs, and we'll have like the likes of Labia back as well.
Fumi thinks that we're gonna win 4-0. Fumi, who are the goal scorers, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Can you imagine if Mount scores.
Yeah, that's what I was even gonna say. McTominay own goal, Mount own goal, Jackson double.
Hey, I'm Mount own goal. I need that, you know.
Like, I need to see Mount and Gallagher on that pitch.
I need that. Gallagher is gonna show Mount levels, man. Hey, but yeah, I think we'll leave it there for tonight. Burst off that win. International break now. Newcastle wait there. St. James's Park, we're coming for you. But yeah, man.
Hey, hold on quickly. Banks says, when are you going to find some integrity and kick Oppo off the pod? If we make top four, Oppo's gone.
Instantly, bro. No doubt about it. Instantly.
And you guys are going to kick out CEO Oppo.
CEO Oppo is gone, bro.
CEO Oppo. If he goes, it goes to shite, guys.
Man, the worst opinion is in RB is someone that goes by the name of Carroll. That is that guy has the worst opinion in RB. He keeps calling my boy Lamin, so I'm gonna keep calling him Carroll.
Hey, you man,
that's what I gotta say.
You man,
go are you saying his name socials. Like Carroll? Caroline.
They'll be in the description. Hey, it's been another good episode. We'll catch you guys next time.
Possibly bleak as this. Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to get Chelsea.
It wasn't his goal to win.
It's like the chain of Vicky. Would you like that chain? Oi, them man drip like soy. Had 20 on me like Hudson-Odoi. Formation, feet, up front, and I'm fading the side to coin.